after the mixing of the compound and the calendaring, that is the spreading it in sheets, the great roll of rubber and cloth that is to be made into corrugated matting is sent to the pressman. Here it is hung in a rack, and 15 or 20 feet of it drawn between the plates of the huge hydraulic steam press. The bottom plate of this press is grooved its whole length, so that when the upper plate is let down, the plain sheet of rubber is forced into the grooves and the corrugations are formed. While in that position, steam is let into the upper and lower platens, and the matting is cured. After it has been in there the proper time, cold water is let into the press. It is cooled off, and the upper platen being raised, it is ready to come out. A simple device for loosening the matting from the grooves into which it has been forced is a long steel rod, with a handle on one hand, like an auger handle, which, being introduced under the edge and twisted, allows the air to enter with it and releases it from the mold.